looks like we are now living through a pandemic, but a pandemic of disinformation and outright lies. In this final silly stage of our societal decline, everyone has his own personal version of truth. It started long ago with this demonic doctrine that truth is relative. Just the other day, a relative sent me an article about Superman becoming bisexual. And all of the people on CNN, especially Don Lemon, was ecstatic about it. He was happy. He was the most excited that he's ever been. When does it stop? When does it end, brethren? When do we get to the bottom where they'll say, you know what, this moral decline has finally ended? But it'll never stop, brethren. It's going to get more and more bizarre and deranged and anti-God and anti-Bible. That's what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse and worse. More and more, I feel like I'm living in two very different worlds. There's the world I see on the news, on the Twitter feed, on Facebook, and on the streets of our cities. This is a world of the Fauci China virus and vaccine tyranny. The world of totalitarian government and militant Marxism. The world of relentless deceit, lies, corruption. It's a world rapidly rising in inflation, supply chain collapse, food shortages, and imminent civil war. It's a world where a belligerent, imperialist China and Russia circle the pathetic, cowering America. This world is miserable and hopeless. If you spend too much time considering it and fail to put into context, soon you'll begin to feel low and hopeless and maybe depressed. Some grow depressed and develop mental problems. Suicide rates across the world are skyrocketing. Others grow frustrated and angry, and many are increasingly taking matters into their own hands. That's why I kind of stopped listening to the news for a while. But everything that's happening, you try to ignore it, and little by little, just kind of keeps on creeping back in, and you just got to get informed. You're just seeing it all happen in front of you. You can't ignore it. It's right there. But brethren, there's this other world. Most of humanity does not know about it and has never visited it. In this world government, it is perfect. It's a world of law and order. And this produces peace, stability, and prosperity. This world is entirely free of corruption and deceit. There's no confusion there about gender, about sex, or family. There are no drug problems, no violence, no perversion, no dysfunction, no depression. This world is perfect in every way. The effects on the mind when you visited this world are palpable. You're more cheerful, you're more positive, optimistic, and hopeful. Spending time in this world builds your health spiritually, emotionally, and even physically. The more I think on it, the more I realize the only way to survive the former world is to spend as much time possible in the latter. The Apostle Paul admonished us to spend time in this latter world in Philippians 4, verse 8. Philippians 4, verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think about these things." Brethren, Paul is talking about studying the Bible. Nothing on the face of this earth is more true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, excellent, and worthy of praise than the Word of God. The Bible is the mind of God in print. The Bible outlines God's plans for humanity. It reveals how to be content and happy, and even content and happy in this present world. It describes the coming kingdom of God. The Bible paints a picture of an entirely new and different world, one from the one that we live in. Most importantly, this wonderful world, brethren, is real. It will soon be established right here on earth. No matter how much our family members might criticize us or tell us that, you know, it's all been done away with, this world is real, brethren. And God has called you and me to be part of this world. Brethren, experiencing the world of this Bible takes imagination. It takes reading and study. We have to take our minds off of this present, out of the moment, and out of our physical environment. We have to set it in another place. And it might sound a little impossible, but in fact, we do it all the time, brethren. Every day, millions of Americans spend hours watching television and movies, playing video games, browsing YouTube. Some, like me, watch sports. Others love reality TV, and some watch one or two Netflix series after another. When we engage in these activities, brethren, aren't we basically entering another world? We're all capable of experiencing different worlds. But these man-made worlds often aren't that different from this present world. The scenery in this fictional world might be different from our own. Perhaps we're projected into another lifestyle, role, plotline that we may have never experienced, but the behavior of these characteristics and their nature and their motives, their moods and attitudes and emotions are exactly the same as the ones around us in this world. Brethren, it's not really that smart on how we attempt to escape this world by immersing our minds in shows, movies, and games that are filled with the same vulgarity, perversions, corruption, lies, gore, and violence that make this present world so miserable. But it is so human, in our attempt to escape this present, we end up back at the present. Take, for example, this new phenomena, it's Squid Games. One of the most popular shows globally on Netflix. It's set in South Korea. This dystopian survival drama is apparently one of the goriest, most violent shows ever made. It is so disturbing, some literally vomit while watching it. Others end up on the floor crying uncontrollably. It's a global sensation. I'm not denying that the worlds that we visit on screens cannot provide a fleeting moment of pleasure. It feels good to see your favorite sports teams win, to be moved by a nature documentary, to laugh. But let's face it, these emotions fade. They fade fast, brethren. As a Dallas Cowboy fan, I've watched a couple of their victories, and I've enjoyed their 4-1 start. But the Cowboys' success has nothing to arouse the broader, deeper hope or optimism in my life. Just like video games. I remember back when I was younger, I would play video games, and after a while, I would play a game called Halo, but after a while, you'd get so frustrated with it that I wasn't having fun anymore. It was just frustrating me. So one day, the disc went missing, and I don't know if I, you know, I'm not sure where it went. Okay, let's just say that. But this is because there is no long-term or fundamental hope in the world of sports. It's the same with movies, TV shows, YouTube, and video games. The best these worlds can offer is disappointingly short moments of excitement. The world we enter when we study the Holy Bible is different. The unfolding of thy words gives light, wrote the prophet Jeremiah. Studying God's word, his thoughts and doctrines, his plan for mankind and our future, brings light into our lives. The word light here means shine or break of day. When we study God's word, It's like a new day dawns in our lives. The word light can also mean set on fire. Studying the mind of God will set our minds on fire with hope and enthusiasm for God and His plan. And this fire of excitement and hope is unquenchable, brethren. If we feed it daily, it keeps on burning, making us perpetually and fundamentally positive and hopeful, even in trials of moments of disappointment. Jeremiah wrote that God's word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. In Jeremiah 20, verse 9, it said, word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. Squid Games or Dallas Cowboys will never have that kind of effect in our lives, brethren. In Psalm 119, verse 25, Jeremiah writes, I lie in the dust, revive me by your word. Another translation of that same one says, I lie defeated in the dust. Isn't this a bit of how you feel when you look at the state of this world and think about its future? Defeated, despondent, depressed. When we feel this way, and we all do, or will, remember Jeremiah's solution. We will never be revived by YouTube, music, movies, and video games. We can only be revived and brought back to life, infused with eternal hope by the Word of God. We must study our Bibles, brethren, together with prayer and being converted and having God's Holy Spirit put in our mind. Immerse your mind in the world of the Bible is our only hope. The Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 14:13 wrote, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. I see the state of this present evil world and the trajectory it is on. All of the catastrophic problems engulfing us right now are only going to get worse, brethren. We'll soon be reacting to real-life world events the way that some people react to the Squid Games. Believe me, you'll soon be very exhausted of this world and ready to enter another world. When this moment comes, just remember that there's another wonderful, uplifting world out there, the world of the Holy Bible.